Khanna, Netanyahu just trying to hold on to power in U.S. should say he doesn't have U.S. support for further conflict. By Ian Hanchett on May 17, 2021. On Monday's broadcast of MSNBC's Ayman Mohyeldin reports, Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, stated that President Joe Biden should call for a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel and tell Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he is not acting with the support of the United States. Khanna also said Netanyahu is acting the way he is simply to hold on to power. This is not furthering the security interests of Israel or the people of either Palestine or Israel. Khanna said, children are dying and Netanyahu, who is desperate to cling to power, is out there saying that he is doing this with the United States' support. The president needs to make it very clear, no, you are not. We need an immediate ceasefire. That means a ceasefire for Israel to stop the bombing and it means a ceasefire for Hamas to stop the rockets so that both Palestinian lives and Israeli lives can be saved. He later added that the message to Netanyahu should be stop it and the violence, have a ceasefire, and he needs to have the same message to Hamas that we need a ceasefire. And I believe if the president says that, the violence will end. I know that. Because Netanyahu is out there saying that he has a blank check from the United States. That's what he's saying. He says that this is going to go on for more time and that the United States is with him. No, we're not. There are many members of Congress, including supporters of the U.S.-Israel relationship, like myself and others, who are saying that Netanyahu does not have a blank check and he is doing this, by all accounts, including Thomas Friedman's column this morning, simply to hold on to power. This is not furthering the security interests of Israel or the people of either Palestine or Israel. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.